Welcome in to another word of encouragement from your friends at Our Daily Bread. The reading today, titled Tell of God's Goodness, was written by Arthur Jackson. Testimony time was the segment in our church service when people shared how God had been at work in their lives. Auntie, or Sister Langford, as she was known by others in our church family, was known for packing lots of praise into her testimonies. On the occasions when she shared her personal conversion story, one could expect her to take up a good bit of the service. Her heart gushed with praise to God, who'd graciously changed her life. Similarly, the testimony of the writer of Psalm 66 is packed with praise as he testifies about what God had done for his people. Come and see what God has done, his awesome deeds for mankind, the psalmist writes. His deeds included miraculous rescue, preservation, and testing and discipline that resulted in his people being brought to a better place. While there are God experiences that we have in common with other believers in Jesus, there are also things unique to our individual journeys. Have there been times in your life when God has particularly made himself known to you? Those are worth sharing with others who need to hear how he's worked in your life. Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is taken from Psalm 66, verses 5 through 12 and 16 through 20. Come and see what God has done, his awesome deeds for mankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him. He rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against him. Praise our God, all peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. Now picking up at verse 16. Come and hear, all you who fear God, let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and has heard my prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are filled with joy when we consider the many, many ways in which you express your love and your kindness to us. Would you also help us to use this awareness to encourage others to see where you've done this in their lives as well? Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.